USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have so many more tools we're developing and continuing to develop that can contain COVID and other strains of COVID.
President Biden's comments when he was asked on Friday if he thinks COVID is here to stay, Biden adding that he thinks COVID may stick around globally, but not to the extent it is now. The president headed to Colorado to survey wildfire damage in Boulder County. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is talking up the December jobs figure that fell short of expectations.
It's a solid number as we continue to move forward and recover here in our recovery.
Walsh adding there's a lot more work to do as the economy added 199,000 jobs in December. Economists were expecting around 400,000 jobs to be added. The unemployment rate did tick down to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Schools still out in Chicago.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines and safety measures. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Washington State is dealing with widespread flooding after an atmospheric river of rain slammed the Pacific Northwest. Downtown Issaquah, just east of Seattle, is mostly closed after Issaquah Creek sent water cascading over the roads. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Millions of people on the East Coast are dealing with the first bomb cyclone of the year. Snow is falling in multiple states, including Massachusetts and Maine. New Jersey is under a state of emergency as it expects 6 to 8 inches of snow on Friday. Lauren Fix is the car coach. She joins Fox Weather to talk about what you should always have in your car during the winter.
One of the things you can carry is super easy. You can get them at any mass merchandiser store. And these are these hand warmers and foot warmers. You should have those in the vehicle with you all the time, as you would have an extra set of gloves. I just keep them in the door pocket. And things you should carry with you for your vehicle. Like if we had been stopping that, we'd probably have been selling food, because I always have a cooler full of food with me and bottles of water. You want to have your medication with you. That's really critical, especially if that's something that you need in a certain time window and you may not be back in time. Those people that are in need of those medications are the ones that we really have to be concerned about. Of course, blankets. You want gloves, hat, scarf.
Citigroup employees have until January 14th to prove they're fully vaccinated or face termination. The bank will be the first major Wall Street group to enforce a vaccine mandate. Employees who don't submit proof of vaccination will be placed on unpaid leave, and their last day of employment will be January 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.